Okay, friends. So today we've made it into a new month. Halloween is behind us. We have now marched ourselves into a new month called November. November. And in November, a lot of things happen. And so we are reading a story called In November. And before we start today's story, we want to give our patron shout out. We want to say hello and howdy do. And we hope that you have a special day and that you enjoy our story to Stephanie and Cassandra. Hi, ladies. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you enjoy this story. And this one's for you. And friends, if you want to have a shout out as well and you hear us and you think, I want to be friends with Mommy and Philip. You can join us on Patreon. We would love your support. It feeds our stories and we get more stories every time we get a new patron. We go up and we say, yay, we have a new patron. Let's go get some stories. And then that keeps the piles coming. So we all get new literature and new stories and new adventures. And so thank you, Stephanie and Cassandra, for your support and for being our friends. And let's go on with the story. Today's story is In November by Cynthia Ryland, illustrated by Jill Kastner. And I will post some of these beautiful pictures on my Instagram so you can see what I'm talking about. And it's read today by Mommy and a little boy in green who what? Oh, I'm going to have to do the talking today, friends, because he is snarfing down a pear and feeling very poorly. I can see why. You just lay right there and Mommy will do all the work today, okay? You just lay there and be comfy. Okay. So, friends, here we go. In November. In November, the earth is growing quiet. It is making its bed, a winter bed for flowers and small creatures. The bed is white and silent, and much life can hide beneath its blankets. What a beautiful idea that during winter, everything gets to go sleep in a cozy, soft bed.
Wouldn't mind if I did that for the month of November.
Let's see. In November, the trees are standing, all sticks and bones without their leaves. How lovely they are, spreading their arms like dancers. They know it is time to be still. Can you imagine having to stand, spreading your legs and your arms and not moving for the whole month? Boy, you'd be pretty tired by the end of it, wouldn't you? Your arms would get really sore. In November, some birds move away and some birds stay. The air is full of goodbyes and well wishes. The birds who are leaving look very serious. No silly spring chirping now. They have a long journey and they must watch where they are going. Yes?
Why should they watch where they're going?
Why should they watch? Well, they don't want to get lost. Do you know that some birds travel from one part of a country to a totally different country? And it takes a lot of energy, and they don't want to get lost from the rest of their group.
And they don't want to hit a branch and go, ow!
Yep. They also don't want to run into any branches. You're a very good point.
Like that dude, he almost hit a branch.
Yep. The staying birds are serious, too. For cold times lie ahead. Hard times, and all berries will be treasured. In November, animals sleep more. The air is chilly and they shiver. Cats pile up in the corners of barns.
And I think the reason why they pile up is so that they can keep each other warm. Who else do I know who likes to pile up? Like on mommy, for example. You do like to pile up on your mommy. I like it. Okay. Mice pile up under logs. Bees pile up in deep, earthy holes. And Philip piles up in his mommy's lap right now. Well, hold on. Let me finish reading and then we can cuddle some more. I can't see the book if your head is... There we go. Cozy. Okay. And dogs lie before the fire. Ooh, if you have a fireplace, isn't it nice to sit in front of the fireplace on a cold, cold day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a fireplace.
Yeah. In November, the smell of food is different. It is an orange smell, a squash, and a pumpkin smell. It tastes like cinnamon and can fill up a house in the morning and can pull everyone out of their bed in a fog. Food is better in November than any other time of the year. And I agree. I like pumpkin spice. I do.
What about Halloween?
Well,
it has candy.
Yeah, but you can also have candy in other months. Like Christmas is known for having candy, and Valentine's Day is known for having candy, and Easter is known for having candy.
And this is.
Mm-hmm. But there's just something extra yummy about November food. Why? I think because in November, we have a special holiday here in the United States called Thanksgiving. A lot of other countries celebrate Thanksgiving too. But there's
chicken.
You're getting there. You're getting close. We have turkey on Thanksgiving, and a yummy roasted turkey smells delicious. Oh, look at that. In November, people are good to each other. They carry pies to each other's homes and talk by crackling wood stoves, sipping mellow cider. Now, do you know anyone who likes apple cider? Can you think of someone?
Raise your hand if you like apple cider.
Ooh, there's your hand right up in the air. I like apple cider too.
Raise your hand if you like hot chocolate.
I love hot chocolate.
Raise it.
Oh. Philip and mommy are raising our hands for hot chocolate and for apple cider. And I'm going to also raise my hand for other adult drinks like tea and coffee.
I drink tea.
Yeah, you do. Herbal teas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have an apple. There's an apple spice tea that's very yummy too. And a cranberry tea. Mm-hmm.
No coffee.
Yeah, no caffeine for you. No thanks. Okay. They travel very far on a special November holiday just to share a meal with one another and to give thanks for their many blessings, for the food on their tables and the babies in their arms. Oh, I love it. And then they travel back home. And in the picture, we can see mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas and little ones and puppy dogs and all kinds of people. And this great big family hugging each other. In November, at Winter's Gate, the stars are brittle. The sun is a sometime friend. And the world has tucked her children in with a kiss on their heads till spring. What a beautiful, poetic book. Thank you, Cynthia Ryland. We really liked that, didn't we?
Look at my little footsies.
Yep, my little guy here is all cuddled up, and all you can see of him is his little feet. But that is also the end.
The footsies.
Can you say the end with me?
The footsies.
Okay, the footsies. I'll say the end. The end.